welcome back. Another hour. And we continue to watch the wildest times in our nation's history. And this week is going to make or break the Republic. It's that simple. Will Trump get the support he needs to stand up to the communist overthrow attempt, it's still ongoing, of our republic, or will he fade away into history as eclipsing Aaron Burr and Benedict Arnold and all other traitors to America? I don't think his ego wants that. Mike Adams, as I said, is reporting that the generals will only support Trump, who allegedly signed the Insurrection Act, if Trump agrees to let them have, whether it started by a false flag or not, I don't, who knows, at least a regional war with communist China. That's what Adams is saying. That's what he's claiming all of his sources tell him. I can't corroborate any of it. I've seen some crazy stuff online the last several days. It's weaponized disinformation. A lot of these people who are doing live streaming are the enemy of the country, of the republic, of the American people. Some of them are just ego trippers, desperately looking for celebrity. Be very careful about going overboard when you see something that sounds provocative, real. Think and listen to how they present it. What are the sources? Are they really named? No, they're never named. It doesn't happen. The source is what you're looking at if you're watching a live stream. That's the source. Most of it's plagiarized from other useless people who are running this game of being internet, social media celebrities. Crazy. Okay, Mitchell Henderson, we're very pleased to have him back tonight. His insights and analyses are, again, outstanding in every respect. Welcome back, Mitch.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Sure. My pleasure. This is the week. This is the week that will tell the tale. And I don't know where you're leaning. I haven't asked you. What are your thoughts, and where do you think it may go?
Well, I think what one of the things that they're intentionally trying to do now, and they do this in every Marxist takeover, is they try to create maximum confusion, alternate narratives and stuff.
Oh, and, chaos.
Chaos as much as they can. Okay, they don't want people to know what's going on. They want to make it so obfuscated that you just don't know what they're going to do next. Okay, there are many possibilities, but the information starts. They start doing information overload, putting stuff out there, making it difficult for you to figure out what's going on. So what I wanted to talk to the people about tonight is I wanted to talk to them about the Patriot movement that they do not get from the mainstream media, the internet, social media, or from the government. I want to tell them about this movement that I have talked and met with these people in person over the past 5 years. Okay. I hate to say that they're, in view of what you just said, that they're anonymous sources because, well, they would get in trouble if I named them.
By definition, any good source essentially almost has to be anonymous. I understand that. But the people using that crutch to promote weird scenarios and self-serving screenplays really bore me, to put it mildly.
Well, I think we saw a good example of that today. Because I saw this report early this morning, real early, talking about Trump signing the Insurrection Act Sunday night, and then Monday morning, mass arrests were going to take place. Well, I know from my own experience that they like to make arrests between 5 and 6 in the morning. They want to catch you asleep, basically. It's always reduces the violence and stuff of an arrest, okay? Mm-hmm. So by 10 o'clock in the morning, I was looking at all the news. I couldn't find anything anywhere about anybody being arrested. So I thought, okay. And then you showed me a clip of the same exact guy, but his story had changed, and now everything meant something else. Okay, so that was a good example.
It really spun that quickly. I didn't see the early one. I saw the later one that I sent to you for your analysis. And that guy, Simon Parks, I've been a little bit on his case tonight, but he claims to have had a baby with a cat queen E.T. in a spaceship and goes up. They fly him up 4 times a year to have sex with the cat queen. This is true. He's a former U.K. city councilman. Anyway, look at his bio on his page. It's called About. Simon Parks with an E at the end, parks.com. Or else just do a lookup of Simon Parks E.T. baby. It's right there. So there you go. I'm not surprised that they flipped the story within a couple of hours and backed away from some of the things that probably you heard. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, it was totally different. So first of all, once again, let me encourage everybody to read my book, Man Beyond His Mission, at Amazon by Mitchell Henderson, because it describes in deep detail the decay of our society, our military, and our law enforcement. It not only will help you understand their weaknesses, but their motivations. It will explain how it all went wrong, how the state created the narratives that so many unthinkingly acquiesce to, and how you can free your mind from the cultural Marxism that permeates your lives. And there's a lot of cultural Marxism that, if we know it's cultural Marxism, we can identify it, but it is just permeated everything. It's in everything. It's in your daily life so much that sometimes it's hard to recognize, okay? So getting on with the Patriot organizations, for the past 5 years, I've watched Patriot organizations network and make plans for the coming revolution. All of their plans were conditional on an unconstitutional Marxist state coming to power. Consequently, it was never meant to be a threat, but merely playing the what-if game. Now, the what-if game, if you're a policeman or you're a soldier, you always want to play the what-if game. And what that is you just think about different circumstances. Like you pull up to a 7-Eleven late at night. You don't just idly walk in without thinking. You have to look at the surroundings. You have to think about, well, what if there's a robber inside? What if there's a guy with a gun or just right around the corner? You know, you have to think about all those things. Okay, so this is what the Patriots were doing, is they were looking at different scenarios and stuff, okay? All I'm doing here is reporting those conversations. None of those conversations were on social media. It was in person. These Patriots do not want publicity and want to stay in the dark until it's time to strike. They do not call it a civil war because they are rebelling against a tyrannical Marxist totalitarian state have actually formed networks across demographic lines. They're not falling for the bait that this is a race war or a class war. That is how the Marxists will characterize it, that it is war against Marxist tyranny. You should expect the Marxist Democrats to lie because lying is all they have ever done. A one-world government cannot be built on truths, okay? First, what does the mainstream media say about true patriots that love the Bill of Rights? Here I'm going to quote David Ignatius from the New York Times article on January 9th, okay? And he says, and this is just precious, okay? He says, one lesson from this debacle is that right-wing militia groups pose a serious threat to the country's stability. They surely harmed their cause with most Americans, but they probably boosted their image amongst the millions of self-styled patriots who share their conspiracy theories and dreams of a new 1776 revolution. The mob at the Capitol is part of a global movement of white supremacists. Recruits and operates through social media. It is armed and dangerous. It seeks the overthrow of the constitutional government. Planning a strategy to contain this movement without giving it the martyrdom it seeks should be a top priority for the Biden administration. Okay, so the whole idea of defending the Bill of Rights against an illegitimate Marxist government that killed 360,000 Americans, unemployed tens of millions, closed most small businesses, destroyed the middle class, all in order to rig an election and seize power, means, hell yes, it is the duty of the militia to create instability. Are we supposed to let our constitutional republic die without a whimper? You bet the storming of the Capitol Hill emboldened the militias. People are tired of the spineless lack of action on the part of people that want to be free. How did they discredit themselves or harm their image among sheep that are led by the Marxist elites? There is a clear divide in this country between those who love their Bill of Rights and those who want to take those rights away. Mm-hmm. Conspiracy theory. That is the pot calling the kettle black. Mr. Ignatius has no idea of how we feel or what we think. A global movement of white supremacists. That is a wild conspiracy theory in itself. Just because an American patriot likes a tweet or shares a video of patriots in other nations does not a conspiracy make. Okay. That mm-hmm. is what all people do on social media. All people. Okay. The groups I talked to made a major point of never interacting with a foreign white supremacist or patriot group because they see them as front organizations to enable the globalists to gather intelligence and infiltrate their organizations. The patriots are not globalists. They are American nationalists that hate globalism. They recruit no one from social media.
Say that again, please. It's very simple, but tell us what patriots are.
They are not globalists. Yeah. They are American nationalists that hate globalism. Okay. So they recruit no one from social media because that is an invitation to infiltration. You don't know who that other person is. It could be anybody. Their goal is to win. Their membership is comprised of people well known to them. New members are vetted. They are followed and surveilled. Patriots are not the stupid deplorables that Mr. Ignatius assumes they are. Our constitutional government has already been overthrown by illegal means by the Marxist Democrats. The patriots are just trying to get their guaranteed freedoms back.
Correct. Yeah.
So Mr. Ignatius, is in his own world. He thinks that Biden can somehow peacefully exterminate all of the white people in America. But it is a deceptive target because this revolution is not about being white. It's about being free. The Marxists have a much distorted view about patriots. That distortion is intentional and is a tool for the enslaving of the entire nation and submitting it to the globalist government. Okay? So the patriots have a plan which they have discussed and worked out for years. They want this to be a mass movement and a broad front to fight for freedom and against slavery. They understand Ho Chi Minh's program of creating hatred in the people's hearts against the oppressive government. They are just beginning, okay? First, the Marxists do not get to define the revolution as they're trying to. They will use the strategy of General Thompson in Malaysia in the 1950s, fighting the communists, by simply declaring the rebels as criminals, okay? The Marxists mm-hmm. will say that it is white supremacist, it's a white supremacist revolution. It is not the patriots. The patriots are not what the Marxists label them as. The Marxists who publicly speak ill of the patriots have chosen their path and will be severely punished. They are targets. The Patriots collect names of those who oppose them from social and mainstream media and know how to find them. The Patriots have all types of expertise. They intend to make life in a Marxist America a living hell for everyone, so that they will know that freedom is the only escape from that hell. This will start small, but will snowball as the heat on the Marxist usurpers is turned up until they are cooked. They are following Mao Zedong's strategy of revolutionary warfare. They are going to be there for the long march if they have to. Second, the Patriots intend to target not just Marxists, but their policies as well, as the beneficiaries of their policies. If they want open borders, then illegal immigrants are legitimate targets, as well as those that serve them or promote the policy. If the policy is diversity and equity, then those who benefit become targets, and those who promote the policy or assist in it become legitimate targets. If they promote classes for third graders to learn the joys of anal sex, then those who promote the policy implement the policy, and any parent that allows it will be a legitimate target. The same for any sex or gender classes for kids or drag queen story hours. It is a cognitive child molestation. The teaching of cultural Marxism and in any of its forms and ideologies will be a legitimate target. If they implement the Great Reset, property will not be redistributed. It will be burned to the ground. Farmland will be thoroughly salted so nothing can ever grow there again. If they push the Green New Deal, then those projects will be under a withering attack. Windmills that scar the beauty of our earth will be destroyed. Solar farms will be attacked, and the extremely toxic thionyl chloride used in the solar batteries will be poured out on the lawns of those who promote or support such a policy. Transmission lines will come down. Electric cars will be burned where they are parked or seen on the streets. If there is a new infrastructure project or highway repair, the workers, the equipment, and the project itself will be destroyed. If it is gun control, those who introduce such a bill, vote for it, or try to implement it are fair game. In short, just as there are innovation and creativity in all things, the Patriots can think out of the box and have many fresh and unsuspected targets identified. The Marxist government will need an army far bigger than the one they have to protect themselves.
Now, Go ahead.
They have rigged an election, imposed a Marxist atheistic state of Satan worshippers, murdered hundreds of thousands of people with the COVID biological warfare attack, and the American people just to gain power through tens of millions of people out of work, destroyed many small businesses and destroyed the middle class in order to implement their communist agenda called the Great Reset. The penalty for treason to the Constitution is death, period. And this is in their mind, okay? John, I'm just saying what they say.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I just want to be sure everyone understands that. This is not the platform of the program or necessarily any of the guests. Mitchell is simply reporting what he has heard from the Patriot community over a long period of time. The frustration, the anger, that's a true journalistic effort to research that and report what is being fought among that community. So very good, very interesting.
So what they have done is they have read everything on guerrilla warfare and insurgency that they can. They are very, very well read on Marxism and Marxist revolutionary ideas. They are going to throw those same tactics back in their face. Okay. Keep in mind that these patriots were telling me their dreams, but after January 20th, it will likely become our collective nightmare until all patriots raise up and take our freedom back again. Revolutionary action has the purpose of making people take sides and act upon it. The intended goal of the day is when every government facility is destroyed, every official or employee is dead or fleeing the nation for their lives. How many last flights out will there be? That is the plan the Marxists need to be thinking about. War is about destroying your enemy by any means necessary. There are no plans for restraint, okay? The Patriots welcome all Americans as brothers and sisters in the struggles for freedom, including people of all races and ethnicities, and just basically everybody who puts their personal liberty first and is willing to act on it. They even said that illegal immigrants that bears arms against the Marxists, when it's all over, when they gain victory, they'll give those people citizenship because they will have fought and earned it. Okay. So, does this sound like a bunch of white supremacists to you?
it sounds like the same people who created this country, right?
Yes,
who wanted freedom. That's exactly what it sounds like to me.
So, yes, they are allied with racist and ethnic groups that want to establish their own racial or ethnic state, as this is freedom of association. The only requirement is that they are not Muslim, Marxist, or Marxist allied. They all fight together for their individual freedom and corporate freedom. Okay? So America will look very different after the revolution. It may not be one country. It may be many countries. This is a fight for freedom against Marxism, between good and evil, between humanity and the Antichrist, between God and Satan. Shape it however you like, but liberty is the cause and tyranny is the enemy. Okay?
And well said. All right, hold on right there. We got to take a break. Mitchell Henderson reporting on what he has learned from studying the American Patriot community and how they view this. We'll be right back. Okay, we had a story up, a statement by Donald Trump today. It wasn't really much more than a very well done compilation of remarks from earlier addresses and put together with new video graphics. But that statement, I am told, has been taken down already by Google and its YouTube subsidiary. Let me just check this real quick here. New statement from President Donald Trump. Watch, click. This video has been removed for violating YouTube's community guidelines. So they're still after Donald Trump. Okay, here's a, I saw it. It was good. Very good. It was, very patriotic, very correct. And, the communists don't want you to see it. And I'm talking about not just the ones in Google and YouTube. I'm talking about all of them. Roger Stone admits it is entirely possible Donald Trump could end up in prison. Let's see what this is. Hold on. Big League Politics. All right. Trump could be in for the Romanoff treatment. Right-wing political operative Asi. Roger Stone, who was pardoned by President Donald Trump in a deep state after a deep state railroading, thinks the current president could be arrested after he leaves office. They're opening up a lot of cans with a lot of worms with something like that. How about the communist Barry Satoro, otherwise known as Barack Hussein Obama? Trump is being wildly blamed. Oops, widely blamed. But how about wildly? That works too. For a mostly peaceful protest that descended upon the Capitol last week. Five have been reported dead in the aftermath, resulting in many spineless Republicans moving to throw the president under the bus. All true. And underscoring all this is Nancy Pelosi getting ready to move into her new $60 million home. Marie Antoinette, anybody? Go ahead, Mitchell.
Okay. So So the Patriots have already decided that the educational system from pre-kindergarten to graduate school, the mainstream media, social media, and the entertainment industry are the propaganda and the indoctrination tool of the Marxist globalists. They intend to attack the infrastructure owners, managers, spokesmen, and employees of those industries. They definitely intend to take down 5G cell towers and other electronic media broadcasting platforms. They will crash everything that they can crash. And they have very skilled hackers that are able to wreak havoc on our infrastructure. Okay, so the Marxists use fear to take away of our Bill of Rights, specifically the fear of the of this invisible COVID virus. Okay, so the Patriots know that they must use fear to get the Bill of Rights back. The goal is to make people fear the Patriots more than they fear the government, especially a government that cannot protect them. Okay. So the first phase in this, which they started on long ago, was to gain popular support of at least 10% of the population through propaganda. They consider this goal accomplished. It's way beyond 10%. It was very helpful that the Marxist Democrats labeled these people as ignorant hicks, inbred hillbillies, deplorables, white supremacists, racist, fascist, and unsophisticated people that cling to their guns and their Bibles. Okay? So, insult people. Yeah. That's a good way to get them on your side, right?
Yeah.
Now we can add to that domestic terrorists. Because all the people at the Capitol were domestic terrorists, including the people standing outside watching. They were the domestic terrorists also.
Sure.
The Marxists have...
Probably if you were watching it on TV, too.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I saw Capitol policemen. I saw this one sergeant on the Capitol Police. He was punching people in the face that were just walking by, not threatening him, not talking or doing anything. They were just walking
punching.
By, and he was reaching out and just punching them.
This is it. This is what Mitchell is talking about. The country has been split in two, roughly. It's been fractured. And there's no way, you're not going to put this Humpty Dumpty back together again. Even if there are only two major parts, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Okay, so the Marxists always have to create an enemy, and we, the people, are their enemy. They did the propaganda work themselves with their absurd thinking and belittling certain segments of our society. They created their own enemy and will now set about alienating more Americans than anyone could have ever done. The Biden government has a duty to protect our civil liberties, but that is the opposite of what his party intends. His government is not for all people. It is just for the benefit of the elites and those that grovel before them in their unrealistic sense of grievance and entitlement. Once everyone has to give up their property and has to rent it from a state-approved elite business moguls, even renting your shoes and the clothes you wear with them, able to repossess the property of all those who fail to obey, then it will be hard to make anybody happy. But for the hardworking, it will be theft of their labor. For the laggards in our society, it is just simply will not be enough because nothing is ever enough. Okay? They consider the Biden government not just as Marxist, but as globalist lackeys of the Antichrist and see Marxism as satanic. They have a holy duty to exterminate Satan's puppets and all of Satan's minions. Okay, this is the way that they feel about it. Okay, the Patriots have studied insurgency warfare and revolutionary movements for years. I found them to be very well read on these topics and even innovative and flexible. Their understanding is profound. People would be shocked if they actually met these people of just how intelligent and squared away they are. The Patriotic Revolutionary Front plans to run the war in stages as follows. This is classical Maoist revolutionary theory.
Is this something they want us, the Patriot community wants us to know about? I guess they would, or, you wouldn't know about it.
No, it's you just have to read Mao and you get everything from it. They're going with what has worked before. Okay.
I see. That's smart.
And then they adjust with it as they want to. Mm-hmm. So step one is resistance, and that's resist, disobey, and sabotage the Marxist state. This demands non-cooperation with any Marxists. Stage two, civil disobedience. Although we no longer have the right of assembly, they intend to exercise that right by protest and riot. They believe that the Bill of Rights died under the public health order in March 2020. They do not intend to burn a section of the city down and loot it. They want to burn it all down. They intend to go to any neighborhood where smug and condescending rich people live and loot and burn their homes down also. Actually, some of the patriots actually guard those gated communities. They already know what they're going to do to those people. The foxes are guarding the chickens, in other words. Stage three, terrorism. Begin terrorizing the Marxists and everyone that obeys them. No matter what they do, patriots will never get a fair trial. They already call patriots domestic terrorists, so in their mind, there is absolutely nothing to lose and much to gain by terrorism.
You just said it. That the patriots realize, from what I'm hearing and what I've been watching and reading, they have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And what's everything? The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Republic. So that's what they are seeking, according to everything I've read. Nothing more, nothing less.
Exactly. They're going to, these guys won't get a fair trial, and they know it. They know that if they get caught, they're done.
They're dead.
Okay.
Yeah, they're dead.
They're dead,
yeah.
Yes. So in their mind, there's nothing to lose and much to gain by terrorism. It is extremely hard to stop a terrorist, especially a lone wolf, and they figure that the USA has several million patriots that will do it of their own initiative. The objective of terrorism is twofold. First, to show the people that the Marxist government cannot protect them from anything, and the consequent Marxist government overreaction to the terrorism, which will help drive people into the terrorist arm, or the patriot arm, really.
Yeah.
Okay, they will start with soft targeting.
Yes, they'll push people into the patriot movement. You bet.
It raises the political consciousness of people. That's in Marxist terminology, that's what it's called. When you attack the government and get them to overreact, that's called raising the political consciousness of the people, because the people may not have cared what the government did, but when the government comes and gets in their business and makes their life miserable, then they will care. Then they will hate it. Okay. They will start with soft targets using assassination or sabotage, but will advance to hard targets as they build momentum. Terrorist targets include any government facility or government employee, any school, college, university, and the people that teach at them or administer them. They can catch the employees at home where they have no protection.
This is what you're saying is fascinating, because it's right out of the Chairman Mao's handbook of how to fight a revolution.
Yes, it is. I mean, they're taking
weird
advice.
The Marxists in this country will be in for apparently quite an ironic surprise when you think about it.
Here's another thing that they made clear is they do not want to hurt any children in the process, because these people have children and they don't want children targeted and stuff. They want parents to take ownership of their children and protect them, because the government doesn't exist to protect your children. They never will. It's up to you. Do your job. Public health facilities and any medical clinic of any kind are considered legitimate targets. In their minds, the Marxist state was able to enslave everyone under the pretext of public health. So public health and healthcare employees will be targets as traitors to freedom. Doctors will be the primary target. but any healthcare workers will be fair game. Healthcare workers who come to the Patriot side will be paroled. Police stations will be attacked just like Antifa does. Police cars vandalized and burned. Non-Patriot police will be caught alone and executed. Funerals. And let me add something to this, too, because this is classical guerrilla warfare from Vietnam, okay? If you have an extremely corrupt official that everybody knows is dirty and corrupt, you don't attack him. You leave him there because he's a bad example. He makes people hate the Marxist government. But if somebody is good and efficient, those are the guys that you take out, okay?
Now, Mitch has had tremendous experience in the field in intelligence and actual in-the-field physical real-time experience watching this kind of scenario unfold, which helps him understand even more. Again, I just want to make real clear for you folks who are listening, I am not espousing or advocating any of this. I am listening. I am a journalist. So is Mitchell Henderson. He is reporting.
I'm just reporting.
That's what we're doing.
I'm just reporting what they told me, okay? And at the time they told me, it was all conditional. In other words, it wasn't an actual threat because there was that big if in there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So nothing they told me was a crime at the time, okay?
May I say one other thing? I would suggest, in fact, I would surmise that the Patriot community, if Trump does the right thing with the Insurrection Act and has the military behind him, that the Patriot community would do nothing but help save the Republic. They're not going to go against. They'll go with the when right is might and it's done, they'll support it.
If Trump is there to overthrow the Marxist totalitarian state, these patriots will be behind him 100%. Okay.
Right.
So they're going to even do the things like when say they take out some official, the official has a funeral. Well, they've learned from Iraq and places like that to attack the funeral.
Oh yes. Okay. Of course. How many funerals, and for that matter, how many weddings have we attacked, especially under Barack Obama with his predator drones, and taken great delight, everyone says, in watching video of these people being slaughtered? So that's a tactic, all right? Understand that. And it works both ways.
It's to make the Marxists feel unsafe. There will be no safe place for them to go. There will be no safe thing for them to do. If you think that we are on lockdown, these Marxists will have to barricade themselves in their homes to keep their lives. Okay.
That Mitchell has gotten from the Patriot community. And that includes Nancy Pelosi's $60 million new home that she will not be safe in. All right? Understand. That's the way it reads to me. Go ahead.
Yeah. So they will do what all terrorists do. Nothing is sacred to the Marxists, and nothing is sacred to the patriots. The lessons learned from our war on terror will be applied. COVID vaccination places will be attacked, and people obediently lining up for vaccinations are considered legitimate targets as they are spineless dupes. They knew that the COVID vaccination was a tool of totalitarian control and genocide just as soon as it was announced on the fast track in March 2020. Since healthcare workers were the first to be vaccinated, they are not considered human beings anymore, but people who willingly accepted the mark of the beast and deserved to go to hell ahead of the line. This is their quote, okay? So they're going to target these people. Also, you have to think of, they can target anyone, anywhere, anytime, because whoever gets the vaccine, whoever gets anything, whoever works at some place, they're on a list, and those lists can be hacked, and they can find their home addresses, okay? There is no such thing as communication security, okay? I was a cop for 5 years. I'll tell you, it is very easy to find people. And it's very hard to not be found. Okay. It takes a lot of skill to do that. Just as the coronavirus is invisible and creates fear, the goal of the terrorists is to create fear by coming out of anywhere at any time like a ghost, specifically to make people afraid to support the Marxist state. Obeying the state is treason. The price for not joining the revolution must be very high. Utilities, natural gas lines, and transportation infrastructure will be destroyed to make the masses suffer. Okay, food, because see, the Marxists are promising them everything, and the Patriots are going to make sure that they can deliver nothing. Okay, food deliveries will be hijacked on the interstates or destroyed if there's no time. People with Biden stickers, social justice warrior, virtue signaling bumper stickers on their cars will see their cars burned and, if caught driving them, executed. They already have lists of all registered Democrats in their states and know where they live. They are only concerned with those registered Democrat before 2021. Okay. They're already there. Half of those people are in the cemetery anyway. So they won't have to do anything about that, I guess. Let me see.
This is a remarkable report that we're hearing, and I want all of you to pay attention to it, and I'll put it up at the top of headlines with Mitchell's other two recent reports, so you'll understand the mindset of American patriots when the country is faced with annihilation by communists. Just understand, that's what this is all about. It's a report. It's fascinating listening. Go ahead.
They intend to come for you. When the state tries to repair, the repair people will be attacked and their equipment destroyed. Anyone publicly condemning any Patriot attacks will become targets themselves. The goal is to give the people no rest and take away any sense of safety they have remaining. The goal is to make people's lives more miserable than the Marxists do.
This is what it's going to take, Mitchell. This is what it's going to take. Obviously, Mao knew this is what it's going to take to destroy communism. It's not an easy fix. It's got to be ruthless, like they are. Look at history. It's not hard to find. Look at Bolshevism in Russia. Look what they did to those people. They annihilated tens of millions of them in 1917 and went on to take out over 100 million human beings. Please go ahead.
Well, let me, they all read von Clausewitz. I mean, they read everything. And von Clausewitz talks about moral force in war. That moral force is strategic. The Patriots have the moral force behind them. But Clausewitz goes on to say that when you're fighting an actual battle down at the tactical level, you never fight fair. You fight to win. Okay. Never. The moral force is at the strategic level, not down on the battlefield. On the battlefield, all is fair. Whatever it takes to win, they will do. Okay. The fourth phase is guerrilla war, both urban and rural. The Patriot Guide for Urban Guerrilla Warfare is the mini manual for the urban guerrilla by Carlos Marighella. He was a Brazilian urban terrorist, and he's the primary thinker behind urban guerrilla warfare. There are numerous guides to rural guerrilla warfare. This involves attacking soft targets to get arms, ammunition, money, and other logistics. Guerrillas will attack isolated military outposts or units and attack them to accumulate heavy weapons and armored vehicles. They will attack U.S. Air Force bases to destroy aircraft and drones on the ground. They will get a hold of a nuclear weapon and use them specifically against vital infrastructure, or solid blue population centers if they can. Navy ships and facilities will be attacked and destroyed. Anybody remaining in the military after January 2021 will be deemed a traitor to the Constitution and will be considered the enemy of the Bill of Rights. All military people who defect to the Patriot cause will be accepted as patriots. They are encouraged to bring crew served and heavy weapons with them. The same goes with law enforcement personnel. they resign on January 20th, 2021, or they will be considered traitors to the Constitution, with the exception of police and sheriff's departments who refuse to violate the Bill of Rights by refusing to obey unconstitutional orders. Friends are friends. At this point, the USA will look like the Battle of Mosul to take it back from ISIS. Okay. Then comes the next phase, which is the conventional war. As soon as larger patriot formations, such as battalion or above, can form, the guerrillas will move to conventional warfare, attacking the government directly and executing all government personnel captured as traitors. They will set up liberated zones and allow new free nations to arise. They will have an extended Bill of Rights to protect individual liberty, clear and not subject to interpretation. At this point, the USA will look like Dresden after it had been firebombed. Okay. Six, victory. A new free America made up of new nations will form and hopefully ally with each other for mutual support. They intend to never again lose their liberty to a state that is too big and makes human beings irrelevant, like in the current Marxist state. Okay, so almost all of the patriot groups have life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness as preambles to the extended Bill of Rights. The, the right to life will begin at conception. Liberty means that you will never be in lockdown or prohibited from travel. Property means that the government may not impose any property taxes and absolutely no taxes on productive income. Speculative income creates the uber rich and distorts political power, so it will be prohibited. So the problem will not come that we have now of like eight guys telling this country what to do. Okay. The individual determines what is the pursuit of happiness for them as long as they in no way interfere with other people's pursuit of happiness. Additional inalienable rights such as the right to free association and the right to be left alone will be added to the Bill of Rights. Okay. Because a lot of these patriots don't like snooty city people deciding how they should live their lives. They live well.
Understand.
They don't.
Understand. You know, yeah. Well, this has clearly been given a lot of thought over a rather lengthy period of time. And we have clearly in front of us two options, two possibilities, two outcomes, which one or the other, apparently, is going to be decided by the end of this week. We'll find out. Mitchell, that was very enlightening to get a glimpse at how they're going to take the Marxist, Bolshevik, Zionist playbook and turn it around. Just like Chairman Mao used it, they're going to turn it around to free this country from communism. That's quite an interesting overview. Thank you, Mitchell, very much for that.
Okay, you're very welcome. Keep in mind, though, that I just talked to him in the past 5 years. But many of these movements and patriots started planning 20, 30 years ago. Okay. So they've been collecting up, they've been studying, they've been getting ready. So I wanted people to know this so that they won't fear the government. Do not fear it. Okay. That's how they get compliance from you. If you don't fear them, you won't worry about not complying with them. Okay.
All right.
So,
very good.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mitch. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. I'll put this hour up at the top of headlines if you want to review it. Fascinating. It's called Reverse Projection, taking the enemy's own playbook, the communist playbook, and turning it around on them. Okay. We'll be right back.